Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, your daily dose of reality mixed with a healthy dose of hope. You know that feeling when you're carrying around something heavy, like a grudge or resentment? It weighs you down, makes it hard to move forward, and honestly, isn't doing anyone any favors. Today, we're diving into the power of forgiveness not just for others, but also for ourselves. See, life throws curveballs. People mess up. Sometimes pretty badly. And those hurts, they can stick with us like glue, leaving us bitter and jaded. But holding on to that anger, that pain, it's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It only hurts you in the long run. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened, it's about freeing yourself from its grip. Now, I get it, forgiveness isn't always easy. It takes courage, honesty, and a whole lot of self-compassion. But trust me, the benefits are worth the effort. Here are 5 things to keep in mind when you're grappling with the idea of letting go. First off, recognize that holding on to anger is like hugging a cat, as it might feel comforting at first, but eventually it's going to prick you. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting what happened, it means acknowledging the hurt and choosing to move on. Remember, you deserve peace, not perpetual pain. Second, understand that forgiveness isn't about the other person. It's about you. It's about taking back your power and reclaiming your peace of mind. Think of it like this. Holding on to anger is giving someone else control over your emotions. Forgiveness allows you to break free from that cycle and step into your own strength. Third, forgiveness isn't a one-time event, it's a process. It takes time, patience, and sometimes even professional guidance. Don't beat yourself up if you slip up or have moments of doubt. Just keep practicing self-compassion and remember that progress, not perfection, is the goal. Fourth, forgiveness doesn't mean condoning what happened. You can forgive someone without excusing their actions. It simply means choosing to release the anger and resentment so it no longer controls your thoughts and feelings. Remember, justice isn't always served in a courtroom. Sometimes, true justice lies in finding peace within yourself. Finally, remember that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's an act of self-love and self-care. By letting go of the past, you create space for healing, growth, and new beginnings. Let me share something real with you. I used to have this friend, we'll call him Mark, who really messed things up between us. He was unreliable, broke promises, and hurt me deeply. For years, I held on to that anger, letting it fester like a wound. But then, one day, I realized how much that anger was hurting me. It kept me stuck in the past, preventing me from forming new connections and embracing life fully. So, I decided to forgive Mark. It wasn't easy, but as I let go of the resentment, I felt a weight lift from my shoulders. It didn't erase what happened, but it allowed me to move forward with peace and clarity. So remember, forgiveness isn't about forgetting, it's about letting go. It's about choosing to heal, grow, and create space for joy in your life. Take a deep breath, acknowledge the hurt, and then make a conscious decision to release it. Trust me, your future self will thank you. Ready to take action? This week, I challenge you to identify something you're holding on to: anger, resentment, bitterness. Make a list of those things. Then choose one to focus on. Spend some time reflecting on the situation and how it's affecting you. Next, write a letter to the person or even yourself expressing your feelings. You don't have to send it, but getting those emotions out on paper can be incredibly cathartic. Finally, take a few minutes to visualize yourself letting go of that anger, releasing it like a balloon floating into the sky. Keep that fire burning inside you. Remember, forgiveness is not weakness, it's strength. It takes courage to face your pain and choose peace. And that, my friends, is truly powerful. Until tomorrow, keep shining.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.